I am. The word on the face of the bus is luck. Bright bulbs of gold illuminate the letters so that even though the night is dark, this word goes before them, shining. I am far above, but I have moved over the land and the water of this place for some years now, and so I know how it is. The hum of their tires on their tax dollars at work, the rice fields sliding invisibly past and smelling like fabric-safe morning rain, spots of light out toward the night horizon where others of them huddle in their bungalows or their mobile homes waiting for what these on the bus rush to seek for themselves along Interstate Number 10. The bus dashes fast in the passing lane, the windows black, showing nothing to the outside world. But I know there are souls within, yearning forth into the dark night, crossing the great state of Texas to the sportsman's paradise of Louisiana, the Pelican State, the Bayou State, the place where they let the good times roll, and down the highway is the city of Lake Charles, where strobe lights as green as the most dazzling toothbrush wave about high over the lake, restlessly sweeping an empty sky, as if they were looking for me. But from these lights, everyone passing in the night knows there are vessels here that can carry them over this water and provide games to play where they might find this thing that so many seek. That is how I understand it so far. But the central mysteries continue to dwell in darkness. I am still learning, even at this late hour, even as the moment of my arrival is established. But even now, I am trying to learn what I need to know in order to do what I must. And so I turn my attention back to the bus, still 20 miles west, blowing past a great tandem tractor trailer, quaking in the turbulence. I am far above. I wait. I have at my disposal the wonders of modern technology. I can see everything, hear everything. I am, as those on this planet who truly believe in a widely bespirited universe call me, a spaceman, or often an alien. There is some very great fear in this name, alien. So much is alien to those who live here, even to those who can believe in something they have never seen. In fact, I see nothing. I hear nothing. And I think it is because of the mystery of these vanishing, fragile, powerful things that plague the dwellers in this world, things that rush from them and around them and into them and through them and out again constantly. These words, these particles of language that they each must manufacture with their brain and body and with something else in them too, with a soul. That is itself a word, I realize. I am putting all this forth now in words, I realize. And so even beginning to try to get at the mysteries I must solve here in order to do what I must, I fall into the darkness, deeper. Yet I have no other word for the thing I mean but soul. And this is something even a spaceman knows to be a mystery, even in himself, but more so in those who dwell across the vast and strange landscape of this planet. And this is something that eludes even the wonders of the technology of my home world. And this soul is something that on this planet must try to find a way to manufacture words, must try to speak its insubstantial self in these tiny, hastily assembled fragments of sound, these invisible things that yet always threaten to clog my wondrously advanced machines and my wondrously advanced head, too. I speak now with self-deprecating irony, because even I am not immune to fragmentation and digression when I am forced to resort to words. The atmosphere of this planet brims with words. They blow past me, and I quake in the turbulence. The one sentence that I fumbled. And so I turned my attention back to the bus, still 20 miles west, blowing past a great tandem tractor trailer, quaking in the turbulence.